理课堂听 class.com。
Next, he was not happy at what he had said.
他对他说的话不高兴。那么这句话 ,what he had said, 是一个宾语从句。它是一个介词宾语，介词 at 的宾语 ,at。He was not happy at, 对什么干的不行，对什么干的不开心呢 ?what he had said, 这是介词宾语，叫介宾啊，介词宾语。what he had said, 等于 the thing that he had said, 他说的这个东西，他所说的话，对吧？我们这句话呢也要注意它的时态，首先是他先说在先，他不高兴在后，对吧？所以他 he was not happy 呢是用一般过去式，他已经不高兴了，然后他说呢在那之前不高兴之前就说了，所以他用过去完成时 what he had said。 Next, don't poke your nose into what doesn't concern you. Don't poke your nose into what doesn't concern you. 不要多管闲事。这句话怎么去理解它呢？这是一个短语，用 poke your nose, poke one's nose into something, 本来是 poke one's nose into something, 那个 something 呢这里就替换掉了 what doesn't concern you, 什么东西，什么东西呢，跟你无关的这个东西，就是不要把你的那个鼻子呢到处捅到那个跟你没有关系的这个东西里面，就是不要多管闲事，这是一个谚语。 don't poke your nose into the thing,这个东西什么东西呢 ?That doesn't concern you. 合在一起就是 What doesn't concern you? What 可以理解为 The thing that doesn't concern you. 这样的话，这样一改的话，后面就成了一个定语从句了，对吧？我们反过来头来这次做 What doesn't concern you 呢是个介宾，介词的宾语从句啊，做介词 into 的宾语从句。
Next,The city is different from what it was 10 years ago.
这座城市和十年前不同了。那么这句话主语是 the city is different, 是谓语部分，对吧？ from 是个介词， what it was 10 years ago 呢是个宾语，做介词， what it was 10 years ago 是介宾，介词的宾语从句啊，做 from 的宾语， what it was 10 years ago, 那么它十年前是什么样子呢，是一个名词性的东西。What it was 10 years ago, 也许 10 years ago it was very beautiful, 或者 it was very ugly, 或者 it was very polluted, 都可以。所以这句话就是 What it was 10 years ago 是一个名词性的东西啊。我们可以理解这样理解这句话。The city is different from the thing that it used to be. 它以前是个什么东西，它现在就不同了。或者 the situation that it was,That it was 10 years ago. 这句话跟上面也有点联系。He was not what he was a few years ago. He was not what he was a few years ago. The city is different from what it was 10 years ago. 我们刚才这句话就是做表语从句的话。He was not what he was a few years ago. 我们也可以变成 different from, 用 different from 这个句子来替换它。就是He is different from what he was a few years ago. 这样这个句子就成了一个宾语从句了，对吧？有个宾语从句在里面。He was different from what he was a few years ago. 同样我们这句话 The city is different from what it was 10 years ago. 我们也可以把它变成里面有一个表语从句，用那个 is not 来 be not 来替换它。那么这句话怎么替换呢？应该这样的 The city was not what it was 10 years ago, 对吧？这句话后这两句话会互相替换。 The city was not what it was 10 years ago. 我们再看 more examples, 再看更多的例句哈。 It was a small place then compared to what it is now. 和现在比起来他那时候是个小地方。 It was a small place then, 那个时候。那么 compared to 这个介词 to compared to 什么，与什么时候，与什么相比呢？ compared to what it is now, 他现在的样子， 它现在的这个样子比起来呢，以前是个小地方。Maybe it is very large. It is a large place. 那么它现在是个大地方了，对吧？所以 compared to what it is now, what it is now 是个介词宾语，做 to 的宾语，介宾。宾语从句哈。
Next, I don't care about money or what people call position.
我不在乎金钱或者别人所谓的地位。那么这句话
I don't care about, care about
是个谓语动词，对吧？ About 这个介词后面接了宾语，两个宾语，一个是 money, I don't care about money, me 介词的宾语，或者呢 I don't care about what people call position, 人们所谓的地位。那么 what people call position等于 the thing that people call position, 人们叫做地位的这个东西，对吧？ What people call position, 人们称之为地位的这个东西， What people call position, 所以它也是一个宾语从句，介宾就是 about。
Next, Philip was depressed by what he had gone through.
Philip was depressed by what he had gone through.Philip 经历过的事情呢，使他很消沉。那么 Philip 主语 be depressed 这个谓语 by 什么呢？介词，对吧？介词 by 什么呢？后面 what he had gone through, he had gone through what, 那么这是一个句子，做宾语，所以我们叫介词宾语，宾语从句啊。What he had gone through 这句话等于 the thing 或者 the things that he had gone throughThe things that he had gone through, 他所经历的这些事情。所以我们也看这句话的那个时态。首先 was depressed, 过去时他过去那么消沉。那么他所经历的这个事情是先经历了那个事情，可能不幸，所以他才消沉嘛，对吧？所以是先经历，所以在过去的过去，所以在消沉之前他就已经经历了。所以 what he had gone through, 我们同样看看复习一下时态。再看They paid 50% of what they were able to earn to the state. 他们能挣来的东西 50% 交给了国家。那么这句话 this 注意 they paid 是谓语，那么 50% 这个宾语 of 是个介词， of 什么呢？介词后面一个 what they were able to earn, what they were able to earn 是他们所能挣到的这个东西，等于 the moneythat they were able to earn, 或者是 the things that they were able to earn, 或者是 the money that they were able to earn, 就是 what they were able to earn, 他们所能挣到这个东西，等于 the money that they were able to earn, 他们所能挣到这个钱，50%呢都交给了国家。这个 to the state 可以放到前面， they paid to the state 50% of what they were able to earn。所以那个 what they were able to earn 是做介词 of 的宾语，这是介宾哈。所以这是 what 引导宾语从句，包括介词宾语的第三种用法啊。这是第一个意思， what 的第一个意思就是表示所什么什么的事或者什么的物，它有可以引导主语从句，引导表语从句，还可以引导宾语从句。这是 what 从句的第一个用法啊。那么第二个 what 从句哈，还可以用作插入语，插入语哈，指代后面的部分。那个插入语就是，也许就是所谓的插入语，就是这部分呢可以放了插进去，可以不要，可以不要。这句话的语法功能还有它的意思也是非常完整的，只不过是用了插入语呢，用来补充说明，这叫插入语啊。用的插入语指代后面的部分，因为插入语呢它是指代是后面的部分。我们以前学过了，叫非限定性定语从句。它是指代的是前面的部分，对吧？非限定性定语从句修饰的是前面的部分。那么这个 what 用作插入语的时候，它指代在后面的部分，所以呢，这个和非限定性定语从句正好相反。因为非限定性定语从句指代的是前面的部分。我们看一个例句，看一些例句哈。
Then I discovered what was news to me that his wife was Mary's niece.
后来我发现他妻子原来是 Mary 的侄女，这对我是个新闻。那么我们在这个 What was news to me 这个呢是个插入语，我们可以不要它，看看这句话意思通不通。
Then I discovered that
His wife was Mary's niece. 这句话是通的，只不过是补充说明一下哦。后面这个东西 ，His wife was Mary's niece， 这呢 ，is news to me， 对我来讲是个新闻，只是补充说明这个事情呢，对我是个普通是个新闻，是个新闻。而且呢，它还放在那个所修饰的那个前面，后面的那个东西就是指代的东西，就是 what was news to me 这个事情，就是对我来讲是新闻的这个东西呢，要放在它的后面。Then I discovered that his wife was Mary's niece. And this was a news to me. This was news to me. 那么我们可以用 then I discovered, 用一个插入语，用 what 引导一个插入语。What was news to me? 所以说这种用法呢，是我们英语里面比较地道的一种用法。因为插入语啊，我们中国人用的不是特别多，英语里面用经常有，见到那个书课文里面或者是一些报刊杂志里面的文章里面经常用一些插入语啊，用的插入语。然后用 what 那个从句也用的是比较多的。那么我们再看一些例句。 He never joined in the usual sports of the boys, and what is remarkable, never went out in a boat on the river. 他从来不参加男孩子们通常做的体育活动，更奇怪的是他从来不坐船出去到河上面去。那么这句话有一个插入语，就是 What is remarkable? 那么这个插入语我们也是可以不要的。我们看不要的话，那个句子是这样的 He never joined in the usual sports of the boys and never went out in a boat on the river. 那为什么他加个 What's remarkable 呢？只不过强调一下子 Never went out in a boat on the river 是更让人奇怪的一件事情，对吧？所以用 What was remarkable 补充说明后面这部分。这是 what 那个从句，用作插入语啊。我们再看例句 ，He is an interesting speaker, and what is more important, he knows his subject thoroughly. 他讲话呢生动有趣，更重要的是他对课题了如指掌。那么这句话 what is more important 也是一个插入语，我们可以不要它。He is an interesting speaker, and he knows his subject thoroughly.为什么要用个插入语放在这里 ？What is more important? 更重要的事情，我们这是一个说明，后面这个 he knows his subject thoroughly， 说明这个事情呢更重要。但是它是放在前面的 ，What is more important? 但所以它是放在前面，指代后面那个 he knows his subject thoroughly。我们再看例句 ，He went to the meeting and what was worse, insisted on speaking.他去参加了会议，而且更糟糕的是他坚持要发言。那么我们这句话也是 what was worse 也是个插入语，也可以不要。 He went to the meeting and insisted on speaking。 为什么要用一个插入语 what was worse 呢？只不过说明他坚持说话这件事情是更加很糟糕的一件事情，所以 what was worse 放在前面修饰后面这部分，补充说明这个后面这部分 insisted on speaking，说明这个他坚持说话呢是更加糟糕的一件事情，所以指的是后面的件事。 Next, it is a useful book and what is more, not an expensive one. 这是本很有用的书，再说也不贵。那么这个 what is more 也是个插入语，我们可以不要它。 It is a useful book and not an expensive one, 也不贵。那么我们这里面强调一下，这不贵呢是更重要的一件事情。 What is more 说明不仅有用而且还不贵，说明这个不贵呢对我来讲是比较重要的，所以 What is more 补充说明它指代是 Not an expensive one 是 more important。